Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Samach. We will begin with the second Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. Begins the Mishnah. Hashaleach es ha-be'era b'yad chayre shaytu v'katan. If somebody sent a fire in the hands of a chayrish, is a deaf mute, a shaita, someone who has no das, v'katan, all of these are considered lav b'nei deya. So the din is that the mishaleach is potter b'dinei adam v'chayv b'dinei shemayim. He does not have to pay to the nizik. In other words, if that cher shaitz v'katan took the be'er. Now what the be'er is, we're going to see in the Gemara is a machloikis, whether it's a coal, and the cher shaitz v'katan fanned the coal and made a fire, or he actually gave him a flame. We'll see, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. But in either case, the halacha states the Mishnah is, Potter b'dinei adam v'chai b'dinei shemayim. The person, the mazik, does not have to, the mishaleach, does not have to pay based on dinei bezdin. However, he has a moral obligation, min shemayim, that he should pay for it. Now, if he did not tell the cher shaitz v'katan to cause any burning, he would be considered a grama b'nezakin, and grama b'nezakin is potter b'dinei adam and chai b'dinei shemayim. If he told the cher shaitz v'katan, go burn down that person's field, so l'chayra we have a halach of shlichus, the Gemara in Masech the Kedushin, daf mem beis of shluch shel adam k'maisai, that if I send someone to do something for me, it's as if I did it myself. So why is the Mishaleach not Chayiv B'dinei Adam? The answer is, says the Tosfos Yontif in the name of Tosfos and Kedushin, because since Cher Shaitz V'Katan are Lav B'nei Deya Ninu, therefore they are not considered people who can be considered Shlichim. And therefore the action that they do is not Misyaches back to the Mishaleach, and that's why the Mishaleach is Potter B'dinei Adam. Now, in this inyan of Potter B'dinei Adam, Chayv B'dinei Shemayim, I have in my hand here the Shiurei Choshe Mishpat Al Pi Seder Hadaf, Archives of Ethics, which is a halacha audio series, an in-depth halacha l'maisa case analysis derived directly from each day's daf. It's put out by the Beis Avad L'Inyanei Mishpat, and it's on every daf in Bava Kama. And in the shiur at the Hakdoma of Perek HaKones on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, where the Gemara at the bottom of the Amid there tells us that there are four things. Amar of Yeshua, Arba Dvorim Ha'oisoi Son Potter Medine Adam V'chayv Medine Shemayim. So it happens to be it's my son, Rav David Grossman, the Rosh of the Beis Vad, who gave the Hakdoma shiur there, and it's Negei our Mishnah right here, that he had a chakira in what does it mean, wherever you find in Shas, all the cases of Potter B'dinei Adam, Mechayev B'dinei Shemayim, what does that mean? Does it mean that there is a Chiyuv Mammon, except the Chiyuv Mammon is not collectible, it can't be enforced by Bezdin, or is the Pshat that Chayev B'dinei Shemayim means that it's a moral issue? It's a, if a person, as would seem from the Lashon of the Tosefta, in order for Hashem to be moichel the person for what he did, he has to pay the nizik morally. But it has nothing to do with any kind of chi of tashlumen. That's a chakir that we can clear. The nafkaminas are numerous ones. One interesting nafkamina is that Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg Shlit, who's today from the Roish of Dayanim in the world, in Inyani Choshe Mishpat, so he has a unique halacha that he says that bizman hazeh, where Bezdin can't enforce dinei mominus either, they can't be yoyred to the nechassim of a person and physically remove the money that he owes. So he's of the opinion that these inyanim that are chayiv b'dinei shemayim, it should be written in the ksav that the Bezdin gives out, the psak, halach, it should be written that the mazik is chayiv b'dinei shemayim. since it's no different than any other dine mominis, where you can't collect today either. So the person should know that he has a chiyuv. That's if we say it's a mominis that did. However, if we say it's an oinish, it's an inyan of getting mechila from Hashem, then it would not fit to say that the dayanim should say that you have to receive your oinish. If you want to make up with Hashem, then you'll go ahead and make up, and you'll do what you have to do. Another nafkamin in this chakira would be if the nizik is typeface, what the mazik owes him. So if it's a moministic din, that it's just not enforceable by Bezdin, so it's possible that if he grabs it, then he could keep it, because after all, there is a chiv tashlumen from the mazik to the nizik. However, if it is merely a way of making amends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that, the nizik can't take in his own hands and say that I'm going to give you that punishment, min ha-shamayim, since there's no chiv mamon that the mazik actually has to the nizik, according to that tzad. And anyone who's interested in these shiurim on a daily basis from Chai Shemishpat on each daf can contact the VAD at 1-888-485-VAD, V-A-A-D, or email info@basehavad.com. And we continue with our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Sholach biyad pikeach, if he sent the fire or the coal in the hands of a pikeach, a person who has a sound mind, then the halach is ha-pikeach chayiv. The pikeach is chayiv, not the mishalech, but the shliach. Now, if he didn't tell him to cause the fire, we understand why the pikeach is chayiv, because the obligation of the mishalech ends when he gives over the fire or the coal to a responsible person. And then it's the fault of the pikeach if a fire ensued. What about if the Mishaleach told the Pikeach, go and burn down Shimon's field? So still, the Mishaleach would not be chayiv. Why? Because we have a rule, ein shliach l'dvar avera. Since it's an avera to cause this hezek, therefore, divri, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, divri arava, divri atama, divri mishaimin. I told you to burn down. Hashem said, don't burn down. I thought that you're going to ignore me. I didn't think that you're actually going to take me seriously. Therefore, it's considered that you're not my shliach. By a cherishite of a cotton, you can't say that you thought they would ignore what you say. They don't have das. So there the Tosis Yontif told us there's a different reason why we don't say shlichas. And the reason is because the people involved, the cherishite of a cotton, are lav b'nei dea. They're not roy to be a shlich. But here where it's a pikeach, he is roy to be a shlich. So why is the maisa not mesiachas back to the mishalech? The answer is because ein shlich l'dvar avera. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim. Do we say ein shlich l'dvar avera b'shoigeg? And as let's say the shlich does not know that what he's doing is an avera. Would the mishalech be chayiv or not? Tosfos further in this masechta on the ayin test says that if the shlich is shoigeg, there we do say yesh shlich l'dvar avera. And the reason is, because the whole swar of ein shlich l'dvar avera is, I thought you would ignore me. Divri arava, divri atama, divri mishayman. I thought you'd listen to Hashem and not me. But if you don't even know that it's an avera, how can I say I thought you would ignore me? There we have to say there is a din shlich, even if there's an avera. However, the Nemuki Yosef is of the opinion that ein shlich l'dvar avera is not only when the shlich knows, but even if the shlich does not know, we say ein shlich l'dvar avera. Continues the Mishnah. Echad Havias or one brought the fire. Echad Havias Eitzim and one brought the wood. Hamavias Eitzim Chayiv. The one who brings the wood and used the fire to make the flame to make the fire, he is Chayiv, as Rashi says, because if the second one wouldn't have come, what the first one did is meaningless. So therefore, the whole action is attributed to the second one, and that's why he's Chayiv. And certainly in the next case, Echad Havias Eitzim, one brought the wood. Echad Havias or one brought the fire. So without the fire, the wood alone is nothing. It's wood. Hamavius or Chayiv, the one who brought the fire and made from the flame, he caused the fire to burn up Shimon's property, so he is Chayiv. Bo acher veliba, if one brought the wood and one brought the fire, and there was still no fire, a third person came along, and he fanned the fire, and he made the wood catch on fire, then Hamalaba Chayiv, then the one who fanned, he is the one who caused the fire. He is chayiv. What happens if libata haruach, a ruach came along and fanned the fire? Kulam pturim. All of them are potter because it is not their fault. It was caused by the fire. There is a by the wind. It's a machlokes b'shanim here. Are we speaking about a ruach metsuya or a ruach she'ena metsuya? And we have these two shitas in Tosfos. Some b'shanim are of the opinion that we're speaking here only about a ruach she'ena metsuya. But if it's a ruach metsuya, a normal wind, just like when a person has a fire and the fire is spread through a normal wind, then he's chayiv. He should have expected that a normal wind would spread the fire, and he should have made sure that it doesn't happen. So too, in causing the fire, in creating the fire, he should have watched out for a normal wind. So when the Mishnah says here, kulam p'turim, it's speaking about an abnormal wind, a ruach she'ena metsuya. However, there are other shitas, and brought down in Tosfos as well, that legabe making the fire, it makes no difference whether it's a ruach metsuya or a ruach she'ena metsuya, always they will be potter. Begins the Gemara. Here we have the Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishmei Dechizkia. Loi Shana, when did the Mishnah say this din? That the Mishalayach is potter when he sent it through a Cheresheit of a cotton, Elisha Masul like a Cheles Veliba. If he gave the Cheresheit of a cotton a coal and he fanned it. Avol Masul Loi Shal Heves, but if he gave him a flame, then the Mishalayach is Chayv. My time, a mice of Kagormalai. When you put a flame in the hands of a Cheresheit of a cotton, that's as if you yourself are taking the fire to somebody else's property and making it. That's not called a Grum of Benizokin. That's called a mice of Mamish, and you are Chayv. Rabbi Yochanan number, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, "Afilu Mashal Shel Heves, even if the Mashalach gave the Cheresheit v'Katan a flame, not only a coal, potter, my time, it's Savsa the Cheresh Gormalai, it's the grasp of the Cheresh that caused it, it's still considered a Grama, it's still considered the Cheresh is in between here, it's not my Maisim, V'loi Mechayev, the Mashalach is not Mechayev, at Sheyim Shaloi, until he gives to the Cheresheit v'Katan, Gavza thorns, as we turn to the Samach Hamad Aleph, salsa wood chip, shraga, and a candle. Dahu, when he puts all these things together, vaday, maisa the day garment, that's definitely considered his maisa, and then the Mishalech is chayiv. The Mephoshim tried to understand clearly what is the chilek by giving a flame, or giving also the thorns and the wood chips and the shraga. So the Meiri says that if I give the flame, I'm not giving the fuel. So then the Mishalech could have understood that the Cheresheit v'Katan, if he's going to make a fire from the flame which is about to extinguish, he will have to supply the fuel. So therefore, it's not considered the Maisa of the Mishalech. Whereas if he gives him the flame and the fuel together, then it's considered a Maisa of the Mishalech. The Nachlas Moshe gives a different chilek, and he says that when he gives over a flame, then in the mind of the Cheresheit v'Katan, he could think he wants me to hold it and watch it. If he gives the Cheresheit v'Katan a flame and the wood chips and the thorns, then in the mind of the Cheresheit v'Katan, he thinks the message to the Cheresheit v'Katan is, oh, he's telling me to make a fire. So then that is considered the Maisa of the Mishalech, and that's why it's Chayiv. To understand the machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos before and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. Rashi says that it's Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Lishi Tasayu in the machlokes of Isha Mishum Chitzav or Isha Mishum Mamoinoi, that Rish Lakish is of the opinion that it is considered Isha Mishum Chitzav, and therefore And therefore, if he gave the shalheves, he is chayiv, because it's his mammon that is causing the damage, even though he gave it through the cheresheit v'katan. However, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Esher is mishum chitzav, and therefore, if the cheresheit v'katan has his handle on it, as the Gemara says, tzafsa the cheresh gormaloi, then it can't be considered my arrow, because somebody's getting in the way of my arrow. That person is the cheresheit v'katan. If I give him the thorns and the chips, then it's considered my arrows. But if I give him only the shalheves and it's in his grasp, it's totally on him, it's considered that something is in the middle of my arrows, and therefore I'm potter according to Rabbi Yochanan Lishi Tosei. However, according to Rish Lakish, that Eishu Mishum Memoinai, so even if the Cheresheit V'Katan has a handle on the shalheves, that's my moment. For my moment, I am chayv. That's the sheet of Rashi. Tosfos says the machlokes here, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, is in bori hazeka or not. At what point is it considered that what I'm doing is definitely going to cause a damage? Rabbi Shlokish is of the opinion that even if I give a flame alone to the hands of a cheresh red v'katan, that's like a bori hazeka and I'm chayiv. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, until I give a mamish the flame with the fuel, it's not considered bori hazeka, and I would be potter on a shalheves alone. I'm only chayiv with the thorns and the wood chips. Continues the Gemara, the second line. The Mishnah said that if I sent it in the hands of a bekech, the bekech is chayiv. And then the Mishnah continued, that if the ruach fanned the fire, kulam peturin, then they are all the people, the person with the wood, the person with the flame, everybody is potter. Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, manda tani libo loy mishtamish. We had in our Mishnah two girsois. There are those who were goyres, labata. There are others who were goyres, nabata. So says Rab Nachman by Yitzhak, whoever learned it with a lamed, mandatani libo, which means fanning the flame, loy mishtabish. He didn't make a mistake. Mandatani niba, the one who said he blew on it, loy mishtabish, he did not make a mistake. Why? There's a source for each one. Mandatani libo loy mishtabish tchsiv balabas esh, in the flame of the fire, a flum fire, which means that he is causing the fire to be made. Hashem who creates the speech of the lips, as Rashi says, when a person speaks, he moves his lips, and wind comes out from his lips. And that wind, when he blows on the flame or on the coal, that fans the flames, and that causes the fire. So both ways could be learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah concluded, Libata Haruach Kulam Peturim. Then they're all Potter. Tana Rabbana. What happens if Liba V'Libata Haruach, if he blew on it and the wind blew on it, is the person Chayv or not? Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Im Yesh B'Libuyev K'day Lil Vaisa Chayv. If his blowing enough causes the fire, then he's chayiv. And it must be, in this case, that the wind itself could not have caused the fire. Because if the wind alone could have caused the fire, then it wouldn't matter that he's also blowing. He would be potter, because it's not his kayach that's making the fire. But ve'im lav, if he himself could not cause the fire only together with the wind, then he is potter. Ask the Gemara, why should he be potter? Am I? Lehavik hizara v'ruch mesayatoi. As Rashi brings down, we have a mesach to Shabbos, the malach of winnowing of Zora, where a person takes a instrument, he throws up into the air the grain, and the chaff falls off, the light chaff falls off, and the heavier kernels fall down to the ground. And then he goes ahead and uses that to make flour with those kernels after he grinds it up. So that's a malach of winnowing. And in order to do winnowing, you have to use the wind. And the halach is that even though the wind is helping you, you're chayiv. So you see that if somebody does something with the wind helping, you're chayiv. So just like Linyani Shabbos, you would be chayiv. So here by Nezakin, why do we say that if he couldn't do it alone, only with the wind together, he's potter, he has to be able to do it alone, he should be chayv like by Zora Amar Abaya. We have numerous terutzim. Hach Maiskin, here we're speaking about, he was blowing from one side, and the wind was blowing from the opposite side. As Rashi explains, in that case, it comes out what he blew is nothing. It's all considered the fire, the wind, even though it appears that the wind wasn't doing it alone. But we have to say, if the wind is blowing in the opposite direction from his blowing, the opposite direction wind is going to nullify his blowing. And it's going to be caused totally by the wind, and that's the reason why he's potter. Rav Amar, when he was blowing with the wind, it was a normal wind. He didn't anticipate that it's also going to become an abnormal wind. And then the wind came out to be an abnormal wind. So since he didn't have that in mind, He didn't think that would happen. Memela, he is potter. But Ein Echanami, all of these shittas are saying that if he blows normally with a ruach metsuya, he's not blowing from the other side, he's blowing together with the wind. Ein Echanami, he'll be chayev like Zairav in Shabbos. Rav Zeira, our third task, you're going to Tzamer Tzmuri. What it means that it was blowing means he wasn't even blowing, he was just warming up his, like somebody warms up his hands when it's cold outside. That's the, he was just letting hot air come out from his lips, but he wasn't actually blowing. That's why he is potter. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says he gives a fundamental chilik between Hilchas Shabbos and the Hilchas of Nezakin. Ki Amri in Zayra V'ruach Maseyatoi. When do we say there's a chiyuv? When winnowing helps together is chayiv with wind. That's Hanimili in Shabbos. That's by Shabbos. The Melech's Machshava, Machshavas Asur Torah, because the Torah goes, what's your Machshava? Your Machshava is you want the wind to winnow, to help blow away the chaff so that the kernels can fall down. So Mela, you did the way the malach is done. That's why you're chayiv. Aval hacha, but here we're talking about nezakin grama be'amahu. That's only considered a grama. It's not your maisa because you alone couldn't do it. Only with the wind. Ugrama be'nezakin potter. Grama nezakin is potter. So there's a fundamental chiluk according to the last teretz between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nezakin. It's interesting that the Ramon Simon Shin Yutes says in the name of the Maril based on a Yerushalmi that this iser of zora is not only by winnowing, but will apply also to someone spitting in the wind on Shabbos. That through the wind, his spittle gets spread out. You should not do it, even if there are no things growing, no vegetation. So it's not a shiloh of your spittle going and making zoreya on the plants. And even if it's less than Dalet Amos, so there's no shiloh of maver Dalet Amos. But since we see that the Torah asud zoreya v'ruach masayatoi, so here, Ein Echanami, it should be asur as well. And so the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos writes that a person should not relieve himself outside on Shabbos, also because the wind is going to go ahead and spread out his urine. Unless, he says, unless it's a shas hatchak gadol, then it would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, there in Shin Yotes Sivkot and Samach Zayin, brings down from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, loy ra'inu mi shechayshish lezeh, kivan she'enem ischav lekach. He doesn't want the wind to spread out. By winnowing, you want the wind to remove the chaff and let the kernels fall down. By urinating or spitting into the wind, you don't want, and therefore, that's not the derech of Zorah, and therefore, it should be potter. The Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim says that Ein Echanami there's no chiv, but there will be an Isser, and the Tveris Yisrael and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav agree that Ein Echanami, we have to be choshish for the Ramah, it's not chayv d'oraisa, but there will be an Isser Midr Rabbonin. Continues the next Mishnah. Hachaleich HaSabeir, somebody sent a fire. V'ochle Eitzim, and it ate up wood, oy avodim or stones, oy offer or earth, meaning that fire can cause damage to earth by hardening and by drying up the earth. And if somebody plowed, he would have to plow again. So the person who sent that fire is Chayev Shenemar. He says, the fire burned thorns. V'nechel godish, and it ate up, it consumed a stack of grain. Oya kamar, standing grain. Oya sada. Now these words are extra. What is included in sada that wasn't said already? Sada includes standing grain. It includes a godish stack. So oya sada is marba, the earth, if it has to be replowed. Shalom yishalom amaves haber. In all these cases, the person who sent the fire out has to pay. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Lo melita kasa rachmana kaitzim gadish kam v'sada. We had four things that were listed in this pasuk. Why do we need all four things? Thorns, stack of grain, standing grain, and a field. Srichi, you do need it. The kasa rachmana kaitzim, who just would have said kaitzim havam, and I would have said kaitzim hudachai rachmana mishum d'shchiach esh kabayu. Vishchiach de Pasha. By kaitzim, people know that what do you do with thorns? Thorns get consumed by fire. So a person started a fire in the kaitzim. He was posheya because that's a place where people put fire. And he wasn't careful. Avil godish. But to think that a person would go to stacked grain and start a fire there, that's not normally where you have fire. And that's not normal that a person would be kleptomaniac that he should want to cause a fire. So probably what happened, an oinus happened. A malois, I would say maybe your potter, the Torah to tell you that you're chayv for Goddish as well. Because Rachmanu Goddish, the Torah would have said just Goddish, have a minute Goddish chayv Rachmanu, Mishum to have some merubah. There is a big loss. Who? Aval kaitzim, but thorns, they have some muet. It's only a small loss, aim a light. Maybe the Torah wouldn't be mechayv you for kaitzim. Come on, Shmuel, you're chayv for kaitzim as well. Now we have a question, kama lomali, what do you need standing grain? Ma kama begoli, just like kama is revealed, afkol begoli, just like you see standing grain, so you're only chayv for fire if the thing that you burnt you could see, but it's mamayat tomen. If something, a keli was hidden in that kama, you would be potter because you couldn't see it. Frank the Gemara, Ula, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechavan is Ketam Beish. Rabbi Yehuda, Shita is that Tam Beish is Chayv, Kama Lomali. So why did the Torah say Kama? The answer is, the Rabbi is called Bali Kama. Any person of stature, like trees, or Bali Chaim, says Rashi, they are included if you burnt them. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbi is called Bali Kama Menalu. How did the Rabbanan who use Kama? For Golui, so how do they know called Bali Kama? Nafgaluma Oi HaKama, because there's an extra word, Oi, from that they learn out, called Bali Kama. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he need the Oi for? He learns out called Bali Kama from Sadeh, so he learns it out from Kama, so what does he need the Oi? That you shouldn't think that you have to burn all the things that are written in the pasuk until you're chayiv. No, either this or this. How do they know? It says twice in the pasuk an extra oy. It says oyakama oyasada. So from oyakama they know kobalikaima, and from oyasada they know lachalik. Rabbi Yehuda, I did the kasher rechman oyakama kasher oyasada. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not extra because the Torah wanted to be symmetrical, and since it said oyakama, it said also oy hasada. Now the Gemara asks, sada lamali, why do you need sada? La suye, this is the din of our mission of afor lichichanira, if it's scorched the plowed earth, the sixth it singed of one of the stones. So for that damage, even though it's not the normal item that's going to be consumed by fire, you're also chayev. Ask the Gemara, v'lichta rachmana sada v'loy b'yhanach. Why don't you tell me the bigger chiddush of sada, and I'll learn all the rest from sada. Tzricha, ikas rachmana sada. If the Torah would have just said sada, hava min, I would have thought, masha b'sada in. That which is in the field, meaning tvua, is chayiv. But midiach rinaloi, but his plowed area, that you would not be chayiv. Kamash malan. By listing all the other things in the pasuk, kaitzim, gadish, and kama, so the only thing I have left for sada is if the earth itself got singed. Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rav Yonason. Now we go into some Agadata. Ein Pranis Bali Oilam, Elabiz Mancha, Rishon Boilam. Pranis only comes into the world when there are the Rishonim in the world. The Einam Aschelis, and when the Pranis, the punishment comes, it only starts. Elaman at Tzadikim, Tchilafan at Tzadikim. First, the Gemara later will explain why does it start with the Tzadikim first. Shenemar, Ki Seitze Eishu Matza Kaitzim, when fire will go out and it will find Kaitzim. When does a fire punishment go out? Bizman, shekaitzim etzuyin law. When there are kaitzim, which refers to the rishoyim, and the marshaw's medayik, by kaitzim it says, kiseitze eishu matzah kaitzim, kaitzim, and by godish it says, v'nechal godish. So the kaitzim, that's matzui. That's what the Chazal just said, that the punishment comes to the world only if Rishorim are Motsui. But Ve'enu Mascheles, Elamin HaTzadikim, it starts from the Tzadikim Tchilish, and Amar, V'nechal Godish. The Tzadikim are the ones who get consumed first. Now, the Marsha explains that Rishorim are compared to Kaitzim, Tzadikim are compared to a stack of wheat. Just like Kaitzim don't make Peiris, Rishorim don't have good Peiris. And Tzadik has Peiris, he has good Torah, Masim, Tovim, so he's compared to a Godish, which represents these Peiris. So it doesn't say in the future, or in the present, v'achal godish loy nemar, ela v'nechal godish, and nechal godish kvar, that was already consumed. So it starts with, it brought because of the Rishoyim, the Kaitzim, but who does it start from in the past? That is the Tzadikim. Tanei Rabbi Yosef learned, Ma'idich Siv, that which it says by Linyan Pesach. Va'atim say to Ishmael Pesach, Beitzah at a biker, you shouldn't go out of your house until the morning. Kivin Shenitim Rishus L'mashchis, once Hashem gives permission to the destroyer, Einem Mafkin, he does not distinguish between Tzadikim and Rishoyim. Even if the Tzadikim would go out, they would have gotten hurt in Mitzrayim from the Mashchis. They would have got killed from the Mashchis. Because once the Mashchis has permission, he's not Mafkin. He doesn't distinguish between Tzadikim and Rishoyim. V'loyoid, El shemaschel manat tzaddikim tchili. Starts with the tzaddikim. Shenamar v'ichrati mimech tzaddik v'rasha. I will cut out from you a tzaddik and a rasha. So who do you see gets cut out first? The tzaddik. Bachi Rabbi Yosef cried. The kuli high nami leim doimin. These great tzaddikim, they're compared to nothing. All their life they live betzitkes, and what's their schar at the end? That they get killed first? What's the pshat? Armalei Abaya, Abaya said tevusa hulagabaya. It's very good for them. Why? It's a chesed for them. The chsiv, kibibnei hara, nesav atzadik. Because of the bad, the tzadik was gathered in order that he should not have to see what the raw, that, as Rashi explains, shalayiru b'ra hasida lavoi. They shouldn't see the future evil, so they are the ones who are killed first. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, as we turn to the Samach Amud Beis, lo'oil mikanes ara b'chitoiv, v'yetze b'chitoiv. A person, as Rashi explains, when he's going on a trip, he should enter into a city when it's still light outside, and he should leave the city in the morning on his trip when it's light. Oir is represented by toiv, and that's what it means. He should go out with good, refers to light. Rashi explains why should he go out with light. Mipnei amazikin valistin, because of the damagers and the ganavim. Taisus in Divrei Maschil La'olam, the first Taisus on the Amid, disagrees. And Taisus says, L'chayra, the order is wrong. Do you go out of a city first, or do you come into a city first? L'chayra, it should say, La'olam yetze ad mechitayv ve'yichanes mechitayv. Why does it say, La'olam yichanes ad mechitayv first? You first leave your city that you're in, and then you enter the new city. So Taisa says, therefore, it must be speaking about the mikshim on the road. In other words, the potholes on the road. Your own potholes in your neighborhood, you're familiar. You know where there's a pothole to watch out from. But when you enter the new city, you're not familiar with the streets there. You're not familiar with all the possible damages that can occur at night. So that's why we're told, when you are planning to enter a city that you don't know what's going on in the roads, enter with the light. And then the next day, when you leave that city that you entered, then you should also go out with light outside. You shouldn't leave your door until the morning. Tana Rabbanon, we learned in a brisa, Dever Be'ir, if there is a plague, in a pestilence in a city, Kanes Raglecha, you stay indoors. Shenemar, Va'atem Oisaytsu Ishmi Pesel Be'isad Abayker, don't go out, stay inside. Vo'aymer, another pasuk, Lech Ami, go my people, Baba Chadrech, go into your room, Uskor Dalasek, and close your door, Badach, for you. Vo'aymer, and another pasuk says the same idea. Michutz tishkal cherev, outside the sword will cause bereavement. Umichadorim, indoors ema there is fear. My voimer, why do we have all these psukim? V'chi teme, if you're going to say from the first pasuk of v'atem loisei tzvish v'pesach beisei, v'laleliya, that's only at night. Avil b'yamam aloi. But if there's a dever in the city in the daytime, then you could go outdoors. Toshima, the second pasuk, leich ami baba chadorech, v'skor dal sech, that's even in the daytime. Maybe you should only stay inside when there's nothing to fear inside. When there's something to fear inside, when you go out, you're amongst people, but in company, maybe that's better to go outside when there's a danger inside. So maybe it's better to be in the company of other people outside. Toshima, we have the last pasuk. Outside, there's bereavement with the sword. What do I learn from that pasuk? Even though there's fear on the inside, but still, it's worse on the outside. So, you should always stay inside, even if there's a danger inside, but outside there's a bigger danger. Rava be'idin rischa, Rava at the time of Dever, Rashi says, in the time of anger of Hashem, Havi Sacher Kavi, he used to seal his windows. Dechsivki, all the mavis b'chalanein, where does the Malach HaMavis come in? He comes in through the window, so he used to seal them. Tana Rabban, Rav be if there's hunger in the city, then it's different. Pazer Raglecha, then take out your feet, leave, and go to a place where you can hopefully get something to eat. Shenemer. Vayhi rov boretz, vayered avram mitzrayim. He went to Mitzrayim. Logershom. Vo'aymer, another pasuk. Imamarnu nova'ir. This refers to Gehazi and his three sons, that they were the four mitzrayim, and they were in a city which had rov. He said, if we'll go to the city, vaharov ba'ir, there is hunger in the city. Umas nisham will die there. My vo'aymer. What is this second pasuk? V'chi teima, you know what I see from Avram concerning the Rav Hanimili, Heicha Deleka Safik Nefashis. That's when the place that I'm going to, my life is not in danger. Aval Heicha Deleka Safik Nefashis. But if in the other city there is a danger, maybe there I shouldn't leave where I am now. Loi Tashima. That's why I bring the case of Gehazi and the three sons who were all Mitzrayim, Lechuv and Nifla, El Machne Aram. Let us go into the Machne Aram. Even though there's a sakana there, Imi Chayuna Nichi, if they let us live, we'll live. But it better than staying here where there's Rav. So you see, you have to leave a place of Rav, even if the place that you're going to, where there is no Rav, there is a Suffolk Nefashis, there, doesn't matter, put your life in danger, because Rav is eventually certain death where you are now. Tana Rabban, we learned in Abraisa, Dever Ba'ir, Al Yahal Chanam Be'am Tzaderech. Don't go in the middle of the way. Why? Because you're going to meet the Malach Mavis. He, when there's a time of Dever, he's walking nonchalantly in the middle of the road. The Kivan, the Yavalei Rishusa, once he gets permission, Mazgil Hedger, he goes in the middle of the road. Shalom Ba'ir, if there's peace in the city, Al Yahal Chanam Tzaderech, Drachim, don't go on the sides. The Kivan, the Leslei Rishusa, since the Malach Mavis doesn't have Rishus, Machve Chavuya, he hides, Umazge, he slinks along out of sight on the side of the road. But if you're going to go on the side of the road, that's exactly where you're going to meet the Malach Mavis. Tana Rabbah, we learned in the Braisa, Dever Ba'ir, Al Yikonis Adam Yachal Beis Knesset, don't go into a shul. Shemalach Mavis Mafkit Shom Kalim, because Malach Mavis puts his Kalim there. Vahani Mili, when is that? Hechad Loi Korah Beidarki, that's when the children are not learning Torah. Veloi Matzah Be'asar, 10 people are not davening. But if children are learning Torah, 10 people are davening, you can go into the shul, you don't have to worry about the Malach Mavis. Tana Rabbah, Klov and Baichem, if you hear dogs that are crying, Malach Mavis Bolayir, it means that Malach Mavis came to the city. Klov and Misachim, if the Klov are happy, Eliyah and Navi Bolayir, then Eliyah and Navi came to the city. Vahani Mili the last Buna Keva, that's only if amongst the dogs there's no Nekeva. But if there's a female, then you know that the noises that they are making is not because of Malach Mavis or Eliyah, but it's because of the female dog. Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Rav Asi, Kamed, Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Mar Omer Lei, one of them said to Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Lema, Mar, Shmaitza, tell us the Dvar Halacha. Umar Omer Lei, the other one said, Lema, Mar, Agadita, I want to hear Agadita. Posach, Lemaimer, Agadita, Veloi, Shavik, Mar. So he started to say Agadita, and the one that wanted to hear Shmaitza didn't want to, he said, no, I want to hear Agadita. Posach, I want to hear Shmaitza. Pasuk, maybe Shmaitza. So then he started to say a Dvar Halacha of Leshavik Mar. The other one said, no, I want to hear Agadita. Amr Lahem, he said to them, I'm going to tell you what this reminds me of. La'adim Shesh Leshtenash, a person who's married to two women. Achas Yalda, one is a younger woman, V'achas Akeda, and one is an older woman. So Yalda, the younger woman, Malaketis Lo'levanis, she picks out his white hairs. She wants him to look young and to have a black beard. Zekei, or black hair. Zekeinu Malaketis Lo'shchairis. But the older one wants him to look his age. So she's taking out his black hair. Nimtza, Karech, Mikan, Mikan. So between both women, he's getting bald. Each one is picking out all his hair. So in other words, I want to say Halacha, the Baal Agada doesn't let me. I want to say Agada, the Baal Halacha doesn't let me. So meanwhile, I can't say anything. So you know what? I have an idea. Amar Lahan, Yehachi, Eimel Chumilsa, the Shavu Tarvachu. I'll tell you something where the one who wants to hear Agada can hear Agada, the one who wants to hear Halacha can hear Halacha. The Pasuk says, Kiseitze Eishim Atzakaitzim, Teitze Miatzma. This refers to the Averis of Klal Yisrael, that even though we did Averis, but the fire that Hashem uses to punish us is considered that it's not because of our Averis, it's going out by itself. Shalom Yishalom Lamavis Abera, even though it's not Hashem's fault, because we caused the fire by our Averis, but the one who made the fire is going to pay. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Olai L'shamis Abera Shivarti, I will pay for the fire that I caused. I need to see, says the Eish Betzion. I lit up fire in Tzion. Shenemer. Vayet says Eish Betzion. Vatachal Yisrael said, the fire ate up the Yisraelis, the foundations of Tzion. Vani Osel of Nice Beish. I will rebuild Tzion with fire. Shenemer. Vani. Eh, yeah, Lachaimas Eish. I will be a wall of fire. Saviv around her. Ulachavid Eish Betachal. We will be honorable in her midst. That was the Dvar Halacha. Shmaitza, what's the, that was the Dvar Agadita. Shmaitza, what's the Dvar Halacha? Pasach HaKosav B'nitzke Memoina. Even though the Torah started with my fire going out, It says, Ki seitze eish, a fire will go out, which is my mammon, but v'siyem b'niske gufoy. It concluded with niske gufoy by saying, Hamavir es habeira, as if this is my own fire, loimer loch, isher mishum chitzov, that in other words, it's not considered that it is my money that is doing the damage, but this is like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that isher mishum chitzov, and mimela, it's considered hamavir sabeira, that the mashaleach, who sent the fire, it's as if he himself made the fire, because this is his arrows. Now the Gemara goes to explain a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perichov Gimel, pasuk tes vav. The pasuk says, Vayisavet David, David had a taiva desire. Vayomer, and he said, Mi ashkeni maim, who will give me water? Mi bor beis lechem, from the pit in beis lechem, asher b'shar, which is by the gate. Vayifku shloisha giborim b'machna plishtim. And three of the giborim broke through in the camp of the plishtim. Vayishavu maim, and they drew forth water, mi bor beis lechem, asher b'shar, from that pit in beis lechem, which is by the gate. So the Gemara understands that this was not a desire for water, but rather this was a desire for Torah. As we know, ein mayim ela Torah. David HaMelech had a shaila. And who did he ask the shaila from? Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, as Rashi says, is Sanhedrin ziknei hashar. They are the ones who, the Bezdin used to be in the stone, large stone gate. They used to have a room where the Sanhedrin used to meet. And that's who David HaMelech asked the shaila from. The Rajba explains to us that Chazal didn't understand the pasuk to be referring to stum water, because if it was just plain water, there was plenty of water around there. Elamai, it must be the water of Torah, as the Radak points out, Hoy kotsame lechulamayim. Whoever's thirsty, go to the water of Torah. The Ravid says that since David specifically asked for the water in Beis Lechem, if you're thirsty, what are you asking specifically for? Specific water? Take any water. Must be that it doesn't refer to water, it refers to Torah. He had a shaila, which he went to the Sanhedrin and asked. Now, my kamaboyalei. So the Gemara says, what was David shaila to the Sanhedrin? And we have here various pshatim in what David shaila was. Amar Rav Nachman, Tamen Be'esh kamaboyalei. He had a shaila of Tamen Be'esh. The machloik is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that we had on Amud Aleph, whether something that's hidden in fire, whether it's in the Kama, but it's hidden, a keli in the Kama, you can't see it, whether you're chayv or not. The Rabbanan say you're potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayv for Taman. That was the shaila, as Rashi brings down, that there was maisa that happened in David HaMelech's camp, that his soldiers burnt down the stacked up grain of a Jew, and David had a shaila, who's the halacha like? He not only was the grain destroyed, but a keli, something hidden, was destroyed as well. So he wanted to know: do I have to pay like Rabbi Yehuda, or do I have to pay like Rabbi Yehuda, or am I potter like the chachamim? Ikra Rabbi Yehuda, Ikra Rabban. Upashtalei mada pashtalei. The Sanhedrin gave him an answer. Whatever they answered, the Gemara doesn't say what the answer is. That's the first pshat. Rav Huna Amar. There was a different shaila. Gedishim. There was stacked up grain of barley which belonged to a Jew. Davi mamtri plishtim bu, that the plishtim were hiding. In those days they used to hide in stacked up stacks of barley. Today they hide behind their own children. But it's the same plishtim. Davi mamtri plishtim bu, v'kama boyole, David amal shaila was, ma'u lahatzel atzbay mamon chaveri. Can a person save himself from the danger of the plishtim attacking by burning down that grain so that the plishtim would not be able to hide behind it? So the Rush and Tosfos, the second last Tosfos on our Amud, say that Iboyalei, says Tosfos, Ichayev l'shalim kishehitz latzvei b'kuch nefesh. There's of course no question that you can destroy the property of in order to save yourself, that the plishtim shouldn't kill you. That wasn't the shaila, whether it's mutter or aser. We know ein lechadar v'sharim b'tnei pekuch nefesh ella gili arai shvichas davim avayda zara. The shaila was, of course I'm going to burn it down. Do I have to pay al tzmazik or don't I have to pay? However, we're going to see at the end of the shir that Rashi shita is chaylik on this, and Rashi shita is from a further Rashi in the sugya that if we hold Osir lahatzel atzma mamon chaveroi, it means that it's mamish, you have to give up your life rather than destroying the money of your friend. So this was David HaMelech Shaila. Shalchulei, what did the Sanhedrin answer David? Osir lahatzel atzma mamon chaveroi. It's osir. According to Tosfos, it means you have to pay for it. According to Rashi, it means you have to give up your life. You're not allowed to save yourself with the mamon of your friend. But they told them, avol, there's an exception. Ata melech ata, you're a king. Umelech pirates last leiderch ve'maychem biyare. And a king is a lot, as Rashi brings down the Gemara in Bava Kama, further in the Masechta of Kuf Amud Beis, that if a king with his entourage come to a field which has a fence around it, instead of going around the field, there's derech hamelech ein lashir. Rashi brings down. There's no limit. He can break through the fence, and he doesn't have to go around. So you have permission to save yourself by destroying the mammon of your friend. Ve'ein ma'achem biyadi. No one is going to rebuke you for doing that. That's the second sheet. Ve'rabonan. Ve'itamer rabba bar mori amru. They said that it was a different shiloh. Gedishim desarim the Yisrael avid. There were stacked up grain of barley of the Jews. But there was also Gedishim, Dadashim, the Plishnim. They had stacked up lentils. David Shiloh was. Mao Lito Gedishim shall serve the Yisrael. Can I take for my army the stacked up Gedishim of Sarim of the Jews? Lit and Lefnei Behemtoi. I'll put it in front of my animals. Almenas Leshalim Gedishim shall Adashim the Plishnim. I'll pay it back when I get the Gedishim of Adashim of the Plishnim. Shalchulei, they sent to him the answer. Sanhedrin said, Chavol Yashiv, he'll return a pledge. Rosh Gzeli Yishalim. Chavol Yashiv Rosh Gzeli Yisham, he'll pay back the Gzeli. What does it mean? Afal Pish Gzeli Misham, even though he pays back something he stole. Russia, who he still considered a Russia. So in other words, you can't take in order to pay back later. You're considered a Gazlan. And if you're a Gazlan, you're considered a Russia. That's a normal person. Aval Ato Melechato, you're a king. Umelech Paretz Lasvali Derech Ve'Moichem Biyarei. A king has a right to dispense with the regular Alocha, and nobody's Moicha. The Sefer Drashva Ian from Rabbi Aryeh Levine says that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Eila Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneyem. That Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Melech. And therefore, the Torah says, Eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneyem. These are the halachas that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, put in front of Klal Yisrael. But you yourself, since you're a melech, melech, pirates together, ve'ein moichem biyada, you don't have to abide by these halachas. Bish loim elamandi amalach lufei. We had here three different pshatim in the shaila of David. One was the shaila of Tom and Baish. One was the shaila, can I burn down the tvua of the plishtim, the tvua of the Yisrael, in order to save myself from the attacks of the plishtim. The third one was, can I use the sa'irim of the Jews and pay back with the lentils of the plishtim. So bishlom lemandi amid lachalufley, that it was to exchange the sa'irim for the lentils. Hainu d'siv chadkor, we have one pasuk in Shmuel Beis which says about the hisham chalkas asadim alei adashim. The field was full of adashim. Uksiv chadkor, we have a pasuk in Divra Yamin which says vati chalkas asadim alei sa'irim. So now it makes sense, because he was going to take, it's the same story, and in Shmuel it says adashim, lentils, and in Divrei Yom it says barley. The answer is, he was going to take barley and repay it with lentils. El lamandi armor lamikli, to burn, ma'i boile lahani trei kori. What do we need these two psukim? In fact, Tosfos says, it's not only what do we need it, but it's a stira. What was there? Was there adashim there, or was there Sairim? Did he have to burn down to save himself Sairim or Adashim? Amar Lach, Dehave Nami Gedishim Dadashim Diyisrael, Dehave Mamtri Plishtim. There were two standing crops. One, there were two stacks of crops. One was a stack of barley, and one was a stack of Adashim, and he was asking on both. Tosfos says on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, what do you have to ask two shalas, the same shalah? The answer is no. First, he asked on Adashim, because they're worth more then sa'irim. So he wanted to know, am I allowed to save myself by a hefsid merubah? And once he, whatever you answer me on that, what about on the shaila, if they're less of a hefsid? Maybe that I am allowed to. Maybe even I can't do adashim. Maybe I could do sarim, which are worth less. That's why I asked two shailas. Bishlam, leman diyam lemikli, to burn it down. Hainu dechsev, ayisyatze betocha, chalkov yatsila, that David HaMelech stood in the field and he didn't let it be burnt down. What's the pshat? Because he didn't want to take advantage from the fact that he is a melech. Ein Echanami, they told him, you're a melech pirates gather, and nobody says anything. He could have taken advantage of that. He didn't want to take advantage of that. And he saved it. But according to the Shita, that the Shiloh was, could he exchange one for the other? What's Pshat he was saving? The answer is, he didn't let them save it. He told them, we're not allowed to do it. I don't want to take advantage of the fact that I am a king. Now, the Rashi here, the last Rashi, is where we see that Rashi argues on Tosfos. Vayatzilel, says Rashi, shelo yisrefu, that he didn't let them burn it. Hoyel va'asr lahatzlas atzmai mamon chaveroi, since you're not allowed to save yourself with the mamon chaver. I, a king, could. He didn't want to take advantage of being a king. But what do you see that Rashi learns? According to Tosfos and the Rosh, it's not a shaila, could you save yourself? Avada, you're allowed to save yourself. The shaila is, do you have to pay or not for mazik? But Rashi is learning that when David saved and he didn't let them burn, it meant, you paskin for everyone, I don't want to take advantage of a king. You paskin for everyone, osir, lahatzel, atzer, mamakaver. You have to give up your life rather than damaging that of your friend. And memela, I'm going to abide what the rule is for everybody. So you see, Rashi's learning klar, not like Tosfos and the Rosh, that it is osir. Ask the precious Rachim in a sefer, derech hachaim, drush yotes. How could it be? We know that but not gezel. Avada l'chara tais in the Rosh are right that gezel you're supposed to steal rather than get killed. So the answer is the ra'ah brings, who's a Rishon, brings a Tosefta, that ain't a Chanami, the Tanakhama holds three things. But Rav Meir says, Afa Gezel, Oyim Ibnei Pekuch Nefesh. Rav Meir Sheet is, there are four things that you have to give up your life. What's the Svar of Rav Meir? Says the Chsam Seifer in Shas and Chuvus Chosh Mishpat, Simon Aleph, because Rav Meir holds that Gezel is Abizrayu de Shvichas Damim. It's a Chalik of Shvichas Damim. Why? Because the Gemara in Mesech the Sanhedrin tells us by Abob and Machteres, that why are you allowed to kill the person who's coming to steal in a tunnel into your house? The Gemara says, because ein odom mamid al memoinoi, a person doesn't repress himself from his money, he's aggressive in protecting his money. He stands up, so the guy who's coming in knows this guy is going to take a shotgun and he's going to try to protect his money. So when I'm coming in, I'm not just coming in for his money, I'm coming in that if he tries to protect his money, I'm going to kill him. And therefore, that's the reason why you're allowed to defend yourself. But it's based on the principle that you're not going to stand by and let somebody passively take your money away. So memeilu, we see that gezel money is nefesh. It has to do with murder. It's not just a money matter. That's why Rav Meir holds that money gezel is considered a bizraya d'avodah zarah. It's connected with a person's very life. And so too, we find a Yerushalmi, the Maratzchi is here on the Duffs, brings down from the Yerushalmi, Chayiv b'mesiris nefesh b'gezel. That gezel, there is a chiv b'mesiris nefesh. This is not the Psak Halacha, we don't pass the Rav Meir, but there is the Shita of Rav Meir, which, according to Rashi Shita at least, the Sanhedrin answered this to David, that Oster Lahatzel Atzma Maman Chaveri. And the final Shaila that we're going to address is Bishlai Mahani Tarti, the two Pshatim of the three, meaning the burning Shaila, could I burn it down? to save myself? And could I exchange the Soirim for the Adoshim, according to them, Hainu Dechsev Trei Kroy? That's very good. Why it says two psukim, one of the Adoshim and one of the Soirim. El Laman Diyamar Tomen Be'eshkam Be'boile. But according to the first pshat, that the Shah was the Machlois Rebut and the Rabbanim, whether you have to pay for Tomen Be'esh. My Boile Kroy, what do you need these two psukim? Oh, my Loch, I will answer to you. You'll have to say that there were two separate shilas. One was, am I chayiv for tamun, for something hidden? And then there was another shilah. The other shilah was either the exchange shilah or the shilah of burning down to save your life. One of those two shilas is included in the other pasuk. That's why we need a total of two psukim.